Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you joined me today for today's weekday meditation. You know, these meditations are designed for us to be able to find a place of quietude and solitude, that we might be able to get our mind and our soul focused on the Lord. They're designed so that we could get something that might encourage us into stopping our pace of life long enough to be able to hear the voice of God, whether it comes through a nudge or some prodding or a feeling or maybe even vocally. So today, I want to take us to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 11 real quick as we prepare for meditation. This is what the Word has to say. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. You know, the text goes on and talks about how, as believers, we are seen and known by the works that we do or don't do. We're seen in our true belief. You know, what is in the heart and what is in the head, when those two are connected to righteousness, then our lives are filled with holy living. And when it's not, they're filled with sin-filled living. Today in our meditation, I want to invite you to let the Lord search your heart, as King David asked, and let him point out anything and everything that may not be holy or righteous or Christ-like. So let's prepare to meditate today. Let's use our breath as a barrier between the world and its anxiety and stress, and sitting in the lap of God as he shares what he wants to tell us today. Let's breathe. You ready? Let's breathe one more time. Ready? Deeply in through our nose. Hold it. Hold it. And now, friend, join me in this time of prayer. Lord, today in our time of meditation, would you be so gracious that you would point out every wicked way that is within us? Find that hidden sin, or Lord, would you dig deep so that I might know what to leave at your feet for your forgiveness? And God, I trust you when you look in my soul, and I want to listen to your voice so that I hear and I repent in every possible way. So, my friend, right now, take a couple of moments and allow the Lord to speak into your life as he searches your heart, searches your soul, and searches your mind. I'll mind the time and be back in just a couple of minutes. Well, the text goes on and says, if we love our brothers and sisters who are believers, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. My friend, isn't it good to be alive in Christ? And I trust that in this time of quietude and solitude, you have had a moment with the God of all creation. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.